Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the regular Board of Directors meeting of the Big Bear Airport District Terminal Building West Wing Boardroom, Wednesday, January 10th, 2024 at 4 p.m. If you'd all please stand and join me in the flag salute. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. One point of note that we need to do just prior to the agenda is Director Smith is attending a meeting via teleconference location and pursuant to Government Code 54953. So part B, Board Member Julie will be attending the lead meeting via teleconference from 4011 14th Street, room A1 in Riverside, California, 92501. Mission statement. Mission statement of the Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call and introductions. Patty.
Members present, please signify by saying aye. President Castillo.
Aye.
Vice President Seifert.
Aye.
Director Hicks.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom is absent with cause. Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, Administration Manager Abby Erickson, and myself, Board Secretary Patty Lopez, and we welcome members of the public.
I just spoke to Director Lindstrom. She's had some health issues, but she's doing okay and in good spirits and tired. Says to give everybody her love and hello and greetings. Item four, approval of the agenda.
No changes from staff.
None for me. Okay.
Public comments. Person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium and wait for the president to recognize them. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each with an overall total of 15 minutes. No speaker may allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comments section on the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you are addressing the board on items that are not on the agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not notified publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Any public comments? Monologues.
Stay remarks.
No public comments. All right. Item five, special presentations and proclamations.
Yep.
Item six, Big Bear Airport Pilots Association.
Nothing to report.
Item seven, consent agenda, including 7.1, approval of the draft minutes, pages 4 through 5. 7.1A, regular board meeting, 4 p.m., December 13th, 2023. And item 7.2, year-to-date financial reports, November 2023, pages 6 through 18. Public comments. Board comments. Okay.
Is this a roll call vote?
I'd just like to say a few things about the P&Ls for November. So as you can see, we've started receiving our tax revenue. So on page six, item 4055. You can see to date we've received $328,949. Next month, when we bring you the P&L, you'll see a substantial increase. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of money. Probably 90% mm-hmm. of our overall tax. So you'll start seeing that number change. You can see that it's kind of low on our budget mm-hmm. percentage, but that'll change next month. I think that was really, really all.
Does that pretty much happen every year right around February?
Yeah, after December 10th or 11th, when the first round of taxes are due, we'll start seeing that in January.
Gotcha. Okay.
You need a motion, Director Castillo?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the draft minutes of the regular board meeting of December 13th, 2023, and to accept and file the year-to-date financial reports from November 2023.
I'll second it.
Okay. Director Smith, move to accept the consent agenda as written to include regular board meeting minutes of December 13th, 2023, and accept and file the year-to-date financial reports. Director Seifert seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 The motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of Wednesday, December 13, 2023, and to accept the year-to-date financial reports is passed with all members present voting aye.
Okay. Thank you, Patty. Item number 8, pulled consent agenda items. Item 9, business matters. Discussion and possible action. 9.1, Board of Directors Committee Assignments. Public comments? Board discussion?
Nope. That's your job.
I thought it went pretty good last year the way it was, but maybe we'll mix them up a little bit. So this year, Patty, if you could write these down. The Development Committee, I will leave as is. I think you guys did a great job. Rick as chair, Chuck. And then on the Outreach Committee, Chuck did a good job, so I'll make him the chair of Public Outreach, and Mary Kay will be a committee member. Personnel Committee, if it's okay with you, Julie, I'll make you the chair, and I'll remain committee member. And Safety Committee, we'll leave as is, Mary Kay as chair, and Julie as committee member. Item 10, manager's report, general manager Ryan Goss.
I don't have too much due to the holidays. It was pretty quiet. If you flip to page 19, you can see that we've started putting in the operations. I think we're missing. Okay. What's that?
That's the page.
Yeah, we're missing some. So we normally, I was going to provide a monthly report for operations, and then Director Hicks asked if we could look at a yearly operation. So what you have before you is just the yearly operation, 14,406 operations. Now, also be reminded that people that don't have transponders, people that don't turn them on, this doesn't collect those. Being a non-towered airport, we do have people that are coming in without that type of gear. So for the most part, this is now a full year with 1200 Aero. And I think it's very important for us for the what it provides the district, not only the recording of the CTAF frequency and point, you know, every second data recovery of aircraft that are coming in, and it helps with incidences that we have. So if you guys have any questions, And next month, I'll make sure that we have the other report in there.
Any public comments? Board discussion or questions?
No, I was just pretty impressed after going through it and looking at it and kind of, I'm a numbers guy, right? Divided by 12.
Nice.
And then looking at what months or what weeks or what day of the weeks. And I was pretty impressed with it. I mean, I'm sure that's not 100%, but it's a whole lot better than what we used to put in.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to note that, you know, it looks at our after hours operations, you know, so 97% of our operations are during the times that we asked people. So there's a 3% night ops, which is likely a majority of the medical helicopter, because they are the ones that fly
in the military.
And military, yeah.
I do that. I hear them by all the time.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's very impressive. I like it. It's great data.
That's helpful. And then this last page, that's the one that has the historical look from year over year.
Yeah, and this is basically because we only have one full year of data, because we
from that
I started this back in the middle of 22. Okay. This gave us a full year, and you can see by month the takeoffs and then the busiest days. And then the other document that I normally will have in here is the monthly operation. So that'll break it down per month of what aircraft we have coming and going.
And the amount without trans is probably pretty imperceptible. I mean, like, very small.
Yeah, I mean, it's negligible. I mean, we're talking
skew the
no
data much.
This is accurate enough that I can go to the FAA, which is one of our requirements, is to provide a document that shows our operations. And before, it was UNICOM operators that were taking those numbers. We have sufficient numbers, and there's always an error factor.
How does this compare to last year, our numbers? They're just off the top of your head.
I couldn't tell you, because this system wasn't enabled till halfway through the 22. It was only halfway through, so we don't have accurate data to provide. The only way that we can look at, you know, operations is by fuel sales. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what you were kind of alluding to last meeting. So, you know,
kind of extrapolate the
exactly. And the issue that we have with that is we do everything in a fiscal year and including our fuel, mm-hmm. but AQMD requires us to do it calendar year, so we had to do a little bit of math, but it wasn't too bad. In 2022, so going back to those numbers and trying to figure out, you know, an average, in 2022 we sold 85,205 gallons of avgas, and jet fuel was 64,105 gallons. So
is jet fuel primarily military? That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
We sell a lot. We have air methods here, and we fill their tank every Wednesday, 400 gallons. And you know, we're a Four Seasons town where they're flying out bicyclers or skiers, you know. So, last Thursday they flew six times that day. Thursday. So, yeah, I mean, they're doing 450 plus flights a year out of Big Bear. And so it's a huge asset to our community.
They have their own fuel cart.
Correct. They have their Bowser.
We fill that Bowser.
Correct. Yeah. Because they're so concerned about weight. They are always at minimal fuel. So if they are going long distance, they'll put a little bit more in, and they're a 24-hour operation.
Makes sense.
But just what does your gut tell you? Are we seeing more operations just from your gut this year than we did last year?
It's a hard question to. If you look at the numbers, yes, we're having more operations. And you know, I think a majority of our traffic is training. I mean, it's very few. I shouldn't say very few. The majority is training aircraft. I think the whole high density altitude checkout thing is a big deal now, with a lot of these flight schools really diving into it.
It's good.
And you know, I talk to these guys every time they come in here. We talk about density altitude and high altitude checkoffs, and I think it's a big deal. I think these flight schools are really recognizing that it's an important lesson for them to be taught. So,
starting to see more planes on the ramp on the weekends.
Yeah.
Than I did last year, right?
Yeah. Or
it doesn't mean much. It's just my perception, but it seems like it's starting to pick up.
Yeah. That's
good.
Ryan, when you look at a monthly comparison versus a year, are you able to really see how those weather conditions are influencing also traffic?
Yeah. So if you look on page 19, Director Smith, you'll see where it says weather conditions. When we do the monthly, that scale is very spread out, so it's more defined. But you can definitely see when the winds are high or the sky is overcast, those operations slow down.
Okay. I assume that we could do that. And then the other thing is, this a tool that airports can use to start comparing? So for example, we often look at some of the other special district airports in California. Have any of those managers compared operation numbers? Is that something that we can use as a tool of some sort?
1200 Aero has kind of planted their feet over here on the West Coast. We were the first airport on the West Coast to do this. I went to a conference and I met these gentlemen, and I thought it was just an outstanding system. I think we have about six airports now that have this system: Van Nuys, Hemet, French Valley, Paso Robles, Napa. So it's starting to grow. This is an East Coast vendor, and they are all over the East Coast. So I think as they continue to grow, and I talk to other airport managers when I do go to these conferences, I think it's a huge benefit to these airports, because it gives so much more information from what we are providing. I think a majority of the time we have a screen up at all times, because it tells us everything. When people are talking in the pattern, we know exactly where they are. So I think it's going to take some time to grow, but I do think it's a beneficial program.
I have some friends associated with the French Valley, and I think this is important to them, because they're at the stage now where they need a tower.
Yeah.
So these are the kind of numbers that can go a long way to convince the FAA to put a contract tower in there. They'll never put an FAA tower.
No.
But a contract tower.
And with some of the mishaps that they've had in the last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The last time I flew in the French Valley was the last time that I would fly into French Valley.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there's so many people in and out in the same spot.
It's crazy.
Wow. Well, and you've taken a Citation 10 in there too, right?
Several times. I did a 299 check ride in there.
Yeah.
Let's never do that again.
Yeah. It's a very, very busy general aviation airport.
Well, and it's very convoluted because they're coming from four different directions.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
All right. Thank you, directors. Thank you, General Manager Cross. Committee reports are none. Item 12, director's comments. Start with the screen over there. Director Smith.
Let's see. Thank you very much, Ryan, for the information. That was very useful. for handling the committee assignment, Steve, and there's not for being here as members of the public. And I don't think there's much else to say, but we do wish Mary Kay well.
Director Siefert.
Yeah, I echo all of those comments, and thank you for the public for being here. But and thank you, Ryan. I really love this. I was surprised that 182s are the predominant aircraft planet. It makes sense because of the horsepower, right?
Yeah.
So I was looking at it, it's like really 182s are like almost 50%. No, thank you. Good job on it.
Thank you,
Director Hicks.
Just best for Mary Kay, of course, okay. And. Just that, if not this meeting, the next meeting, we need to talk about activation of some of these subcommittees so they can do their jobs.
Okay.
So we just need to get that out on, get working on that. And again, thank the public for being here. Joe, good seeing you. And again, I just can't say how great that Christmas party was for the Pilots Association. You know, I went to another Christmas party over there at the lodge, and there is no comparison. You guys know how to put on a party.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much. You
should have seen when they were his house.
Before CHP got up here, right?
Yeah. And again, yeah, thank you. Good to see members of the public in here. Thanks for coming and supporting us and listening. And thank you, staff, for doing an excellent job as always. And General Manager Goss, thank you for all your diligent work. And greatly appreciated. I guess it's probably a little bit of a blessing and not blessing that we haven't had any major snowstorm events yet. Just give you time to catch
up. Don't say that word.
And that's all I have. Thank you, guys. Future agenda items, item 13.
I probably will be bringing back some information at the next meeting. As you know, we have on-call engineering firms, which is a requirement from the FAA for us to take federal funds. Their contracts are coming, they're going to be expiring in October.
And we have to pick again, right?
So, yes. So, currently what we have right now is we have three consulting firms and for each one of the you know, architectural and engineering design and planning and environmental. So we're gonna look at what our options are. Normally we have hired a consultant to do this. Again, we have very strict guidelines under the advisory circular that we can't kind of dabble in this because it could be construed as a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look at some of the advisory circular and some of the notes. The gentleman that we've used in the past no longer does it, but the airport, was it ACA, Airport Council of Association of California Airports. Mm-hmm. They have some people out there that might do this. that can help us and direct us to do this because it's very, very detailed and I don't want to mess up with that. So
okay.
Before Jeff, I forgot one thing. I did I had the opportunity to go over to Big Bear High School and put on a presentation on aviation careers and patting myself, it was well received by the 12 kids. Sid Blue was the sponsor of it, and I think she's doing a great job over there. I'm not sure if we're going to have an aviation program next year in my conversation with her, so we might want to think about that. I know we invested some in some simulators, I believe, from our part. We didn't for those?
No,
we had simulators here.
No, we were going to buy some here, but with the... Well, we can talk about it.
Okay. All right. The other thing is one of the things I did ask if any of the students would be interested in a work study program. And five of the students indicated that they would be. So,
an internship.
No, not an internship. The problem with an internship is that if you do an internship, then everyone that comes in contact with the students have to get fingerprinted and that kind of thing. So that makes it kind of hard to do. But a work study program essentially would say that they would come here and work at the airport for maybe 4 hours a week. And that would satisfy some of their work study requirements that they have. It's a program that's used all over California, work study. And I'd like
for their units or
for the units. It satisfies unit requirements. So I'd like, if we could, maybe get that on the agenda and talk about possibly working with the school district, set up a work-study program for kids here. And I know my grandson did it over at Taco Bell, and it seemed to work out very well, and it's not an unusual thing to do. And so if we can get that on the agenda, I'd like to do that and talk about it.
Director Smith, do you have any insight onto these things since you are educating expert?
So we're just looking at whether we're going to put it on for discussion. We can certainly put it on for discussion.
Okay.
But because I think the program is not going to continue, that might not be something we want to start if it's not going to continue.
No, but a work-study program is different, set apart from whether or not kids become finalists or not. So that's my thinking.
All right. Do we want to put this on now, or do you need more time, or do we want to discuss whether we want to put this as an agenda item?
I would just say let's put it as an agenda item. We can talk about the pros and cons.
Okay. Capture that, Patty?
Mm-hmm. Was that consensus?
Do we have a consensus of the board to...
Well, if the comments I have, Sid says she doesn't think it's going to continue. Julie doesn't think she's going to continue. I know it'd be a good program, but I think we need to find out if the high school program is going to continue, correct? Wouldn't that be the key factor?
I think
let's not mix the two.
I think Director Hicks is not only, I think he's looking at it more broad than just the aviation program, just having kids in general come and participate, maybe filing paperwork or
just learning about
how to change the light bulbs on the runway, you know, learning what our folks do here, the folks in the office, the folks out on maintenance, like typical things that a kid would do in a work study.
Yeah. What kind of liability do we get on that? I guess that's what we have to talk about,
that's
right?
That's going to be the discussion.
There's liability in life.
Oh, yeah, so absolutely. Those
cons.
Right. But we're talking about children, not adults. So
that will be...
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay. You okay with it?
Yeah.
Director Smith?
Sure, we can have that discussion.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Director Hicks. All right, item 14, adjourn to closed session. Item 14.1, closed session pursuant to Government Code 74956.9. Subparagraph D, subparagraph 2, conference with legal counsel regarding possible litigation against the district, one potential case. And we will adjourn to closed session at 4:28.
Public comments?
Oh, yeah, public comments. Public comments. Thank you, Julie.
Good luck with that.
Okay, folks, we're here in Big Bear Airport District now, reconvening to open session at 5:02 p.m. Item 16, report from closed session, no reportable action. Item 17, next meeting date, Wednesday, February 14th, 2024 at 4 p.m., regular board of directors meeting, terminal building, west wing, boardroom. Item 18, we will adjourn the meeting today at 5:04 p.m. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
See you, Julie.
Hope you do okay in the